I am Mota.
Val had some pride in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our service.
唱诗五十二首。
Please sing hymn 52. Let us all kneel down and ask for guidance, God's guidance of today's service.
使我们这个晚上所学习的道理，帮助我们个人的信心。
So that through the Bible study this evening, that may help our faith.
一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。我们今天晚上继续来学习第八章。
Tonight we'll continue to study Romans chapter 8.
昨天晚上我们看到二十二节。
Last night we stopped at verse 22.
这个塑造主的叹息。
And we talked about the groan of the whole creation.
这个叹息等到神的儿女显现时候。他要一同被提到神的国度，得到神儿女一样的这个自由荣耀。这个时候叹息就结束，就成了过去了。
And this groan will pass until the pain of the childbirth rite has a childbirth rite up to the present time.
23-25节 是第二小段基督徒的叹息。
And verse 23 and 24 are subsequent portion of the growing of the creation.
23节说我们这有圣灵住的果子的，就是我们这的信主人，是神所宝贵的出世的果子。
And verse 23 says, not only so we, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inward as we wait eagerly for our adoption as the Son.
我们信耶稣也有叹息。
Those of us who believe in Christ have groanings as well.
因为我们肉体软弱，所以有时候也会叹息。
Because we are of flesh, and therefore sometimes we have groans.
这个叹息什么时候才会解决呢？就是要等到去天国时候就没有叹息了。
And this growing will cease once we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以下面说要等候得着儿子的名分。
And that's why it says that we shall wait eagerly for our adoption as sons.
圣经说我们受洗归了基督，就得了神儿子名分。为什么还等一个儿子名分呢？
The Bible tells us that once we baptize, we've already carried on the title of God's son. So why do we need to wait for again, as being the sons of God.
圣经呢，亚当是神儿子，后来犯罪，失去儿子名分。
In the Bible it says, Adam and Eve, after they sinned, they lost the title of being the sons of God.
我们现在信耶稣，得到神儿子名分，如果犯罪，也会再失去的。
Therefore, after we have already received our sonship from God through baptism, but if we sin, we will lose that sonship.
那将来到天国以后，不会再犯罪了。
But after we enter into the heavenly kingdom, we will no longer sin.
因为我们犯罪的魔鬼已经被定罪，受永远刑罚。
Because those who the Satan that tempts us have already been judged, and therefore they're no longer around to cause us to sin.
所以这里所要等候得着儿子名分，得到天国的，不会改变的，不会消失掉的儿子名分。
And that's why it says here that we shall wait eagerly for that adoption as a son, which is when the heavenly kingdom comes, and that's that sonship, that title will never change.
下面又谈到了我们的身体要得赎。
And later on, it says in the verse, it says that our bodies shall be redeemed.
我们信主已经得赎，为什么还要等一个得赎呢？
We've already been redeemed through baptism, so why should we be redeemed again?
我们信主得赎是灵魂得赎。
When we believed in Christ, we were redeemed through our faith.
就耶稣用的宝血做代价，把我们从罪里面买出来，这个是灵魂的得赎。
And it is our spirit through the ransom of God's blood that we were redeemed.
那这里的得赎讲身体得赎，叫身体要复活。
But here, the redemption of our body is referring to our physical bodies.
得赎就是说得了自由。
And this means that we shall receive freedom.
灵魂在身里面受捆绑，没有自由。
When our spirit, when it's bounded up, it will be it shall not receive freedom.
因为人活着有时候会生病。
Because when we are living in this world, sometimes our physical body will be sick, and that we will not feel the true freedom.
年纪老了，身体各种器官都衰退，也感觉生活很不方便。
And when we are more advanced in age, we will feel that the decaying of our body.
等到离世以后，复活，身体变成灵体，那个时候我们就得到。完全的自由，不再被这个世界的很多的苦恼来捆绑。
So once we pass from this world, our bodies will be transformed into spirit, and we will no longer be bounded by.
所以身体都是讲身体要复活成为灵体。
By this world, and therefore here is really referring to the redemption of our body when it transfers into spirit.
那时候就不再有叹息。
And at that time, then we will not have any groanings.
二十四节说，我们得就是在乎盼望，主是所见的盼望，不是盼望，谁还能盼望所见的呢？这里谈到得就在盼望，我们有了盼望，我们才出走这个信仰，我 们以后就得救。假如失去了盼望，不想出手信仰，就不能得救。
And here it says that our hope lies upon our salvation, and that also is sort of the foundation of our faith.
但我们盼望说看不见的未来。
And our hope rests upon the future for which we cannot see.
二十五节就说，因为我们盼望所不见的，所以要忍耐等候。
In verse 25 it says that, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
好像种田人要盼望得到更丰收，他就要忍耐等候啊，辛劳工作。
Just like farmers, when they planted the seeds, they have to wait patiently for the produce of their crops.
学生在求学时候盼望读更好的学校，有更好的前途，他要忍耐等候，而且要认真念书。
Also, just like when we're students, when we're studying, taking tests, we eagerly wait or patiently wait for the results of our tests so we can get into better colleges and have better careers.
许多时代他们信主有很多的逼迫，所以更需要忍耐等候。
In apostolic time, the apostles received a lot of persecution, therefore they had to also wait patiently and eagerly.
我们现在信主没有逼迫，很自由能够信耶稣，有一天会遇到逼迫，那时候我们就需要忍耐等候。
Today we do not receive any persecution. However, one day we shall receive persecution, and at that time we also must wait for God's calling patiently.
26-27节是第三小段圣灵的叹息。
And verse 26 and 27 again is a subsection, and it talks about the growing of the Holy Spirit.
所以告诉我们，有时候我们不懂怎么样祈求。
Here it tells us sometimes we do not know how to ask.
好像身体有病去看医生，如果是一点点病，会告诉医生哪里不对；如果是全身都是病，就不想从那里说起。
Just like if you have a small illness, when you go to the doctor, it's easy for you to describe your illness to the doctor. However, if you are ill all over, or you do not really feel well, then it's really hard for you to describe.
我们心有苦恼时候，如果一点点的苦恼，也可以说明我什么地方有什么困难。如果是苦恼很重很大时候，就不晓得从哪里说起。
And sometimes when we're troubled inside, it's easier for us to have resolution. However, when we're troubled greatly, then sometimes it's hard for us to know where to begin to have solutions.
这个说圣灵会替我们祷告。
So here it tells us that the Holy Spirit will help us in our prayers.
就是用方言祷告。
Through the spiritual tongue, it shall help us.
悟性的祷告，有时候你不懂从哪里说起。
And sometimes we do not know how to pray in words to God.
想说的话说完就没话说了。
Once we use up all of our words, we do not know what to say next.
那圣灵充满讲方言是没有限制时间，你如果跪着祷告一个小时、两个小时，还有话出来，它没有限量的。
However, when we pray through our spirit, that's not bounded by words, not bounded by time. After 2 hours of prayer, it still intercedes for us.
圣灵明白神的旨意。
And also, our Holy Spirit understands the will of God.
他到照神的旨意替我们祈求。
And he intercedes for us according to God's will.
没有圣灵人，只能用悟性祷告。有圣灵以后，我们遇到困难，可以用方言祷告。
When you do not have the Holy Spirit, of course you will have to pray with understanding or words. However, after we receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will help us pray.
第四段是28-35节，神的预定。
Section 4 is from verse 28 through 30, and it talks about the predestination of God.
现在我们看28节。
So let's refer to verse
28. 我们晓得万事都互相效力啊，这个中文圣经翻成万事互相效力，意思不是很清楚。有的译本翻成神在万事上都跟他们同工，来成就有益的事情。
Here it talks about that we all know that all things God works for the good for those who love Him.
就是我们不管遇到什么困难、什么危险时候，我们不孤单，因为有神与我们同在。
Which means that no matter what we encounter, what we go through, we are not alone because God is there to help us.
他的目的是要成就有益的事情。
Because God's ultimate purpose is to fulfill those who of the righteous acts.
那这里谈到叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。这里谈到把爱神的人跟神选召的人当作同一种人看待。
And here it talks about those who love him and those who he's been that he selected, and he this verse categorized these two type of people into the same category.
我们每个人都是神选召来信耶稣的。
Every one of us have been selected by God.
神都懂得爱神。
God requires us how to learn to love him.
刚刚信主说我们不懂怎么爱神。
When we first believe in Christ, we may not necessarily know how to love him.
我们常常祷告求神给这个给那个，对神的祈求需要太多，但不懂怎么去回报神。
All we know how to do is to ask this and ask for that. We do not know how to ask for God's help.
等到信主几年以后，我们道理越来明白越多，就想有时候我们 也应当回应神的爱。
But after a couple of years, as our faith advances, we all of a sudden realize that we need to pray and how to ask for God's guidance and help.
我们信仰已经成熟了。
And that which means that our faith has matured.
那神给我们所遇到对我们都有益处，因为我们是爱神的。
And God's calling, his will, are all beneficial to us because of the fact that we all love God.
如果不是爱神的，遇到苦难，可能是神的管教。
If we do not truly love God, and when we go under trials, we may receive, we may not be held by God.
耶稣很爱神。耶稣，救恩的耶稣啊。
Joseph loved God.
他被卖埃及当奴隶。
When he was sold to Egypt as slave.
又被因为所神教训，反而被抓去坐牢。
And he was, God taught him a lesson and imprisoned him.
他的祖母因为他犯罪的时候，他说我不能用做这个大恶得罪神。
And when he was tempted by his master, he stated that he could not cause himself to sin against God.
他心中有神的地位，不敢犯罪。
He had God in his heart, therefore he was afraid to sin against God.
后来他当了宰相。
When he became the prime minister.
又爸爸离世以后，他的哥哥来找他。
And when his brothers came to find him.
因为爸爸还在看到爸爸的面子，耶稣对他很好。现在爸爸离世，可能耶稣会报复，所以来找耶稣。
And after his father had died. The brothers came to for his help, but they were afraid of him because his father has passed away.
耶稣说你们本来要害我，但神意思好的，为了成就今天这个光景。
And Joseph told his brothers that originally you sabotaged me, but however God turned it around and through this opportunity helped me instead.
很多遭遇刚遇到时候，我们不了解为什么这样。
So a lot of times in the beginning when we go through trials, we do not understand
why.
However, in retrospect, after the fact, we look back, we see the guidance of God.
原来这是神爱的一种表达方式。
We realize that, that we just went through or have received the love and grace of God.
这里说我们不管遇到什么，都是神为了让我们得益处，因为我们是爱神的。
And here it says that because we love God, no matter what we do, all things are done through God because God is will benefit all that's right.
29到30节，这两节是在谈预定的问题。
And verses 29-30 again discusses the notion of predestination.
有人对预定论因为不了解，所以都把它解读为宿命论啊，宿命跟预定完全不同。宿命论跟预定完全不一样。
Some people misinterpret predestination as fatalism.
最起十月份的圣经月刊呢、啊，那个圣经信箱里面有答复这个什么叫预定的这个问题啊，我们可以注意去看啊。
And in the spiritual or in our church periodical in November. This year, it had a discussion or an article on predestination.
预定论跟圣书完全不一样啊。
Predestination and fatalism are different.
二十九节， 因为他预先所租到的人啊，预先所就预定，预先定下，预先所是预知，预先定的预定啊，一个预租一个预定。
Verse 29 talks about that for those God foreknew, which for also He also predestined.
神的存在是永远的现在，他没有过的未来分别。
To be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the first.
他看见每个人一生的遭遇，看到了结局，也看到整个国家、整个宇宙历史的演变过程跟的结局，他都看到，因为到永远的现在。
God can foresee the destination of our faith and fate, or also the conclusion and the journey of a country.
所以还没有发生事呢，他可以先就先出预言啊，然后时间到了就成就。
Because he's omnipresent and he could therefore proclaim future events before they happen.
神预先所租的人就预先定下，叫了儿子也属也儿子的模样，属了儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。这里所说的效他儿子的模样，就是耶稣基督为义受逼迫，被钉十字架。当时信徒有逼迫，所以要学习耶稣的榜样，为了信仰要忍受很多的逼迫。
God predestined to send His Son to this world to suffer and to die on the cross for us.
主的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子，就做领袖，因为我们学的榜样，他是我们的领袖。
And that He His Son shall become the leader and also become our example.
三十五节说，预先所定下的人，又招他们，所招的人又称为义，所称义的人又将受荣得荣耀。这里谈到神一定拣选的人，一定会把他拣选过来，然后称他为义。这个是拣选的目的，要称为义，就受洗罪得赦免，然后被称义。这个是神选择我们的目的。
Also, in these verses, it tells us that the main purpose of God's selection of us, or His chosen people, is so that we may be called righteous.
所称为义的人，又叫得荣耀，是讲将来我们到天国去得荣耀，这个是选择一个目的。
And also the other, the fact that we are selected to be called righteous and to receive glory, and that glory shall be received at the time when we are ascended to the heavenly kingdom. That's the ultimate goal of selection.
现在信主已经得到了，得着是将来在天国才得到的。
And the glory, we will receive the title of righteousness in this world. However, the glory we will receive in the heavenly kingdom.
31节到34节是第五段，无人能定我们的罪。
And verse 31 onward, it talks about God's source of all blessings.
那31到32节是第一小段，神是万物的根源。
Excuse me, nobody can condemn us. And then verse 31 and verse 32 talks about God is the source of all blessings.
看31节啊。其实这样还有什么可说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？假如神来帮助，没有人可以抵挡我们。
Verse 31 tells us, if God helps us, then who can be against us?
所以我们有人抵挡的时候，要看我们站在哪一边的。如果你站在神这边的，就不要怕，因为神会做依靠。
When we encounter trouble, we have to look at which side. God is on. If we're on God's side, then we shall not fear, because we will win.
魔鬼现在很凶恶，但我们只要站在神这边，我们就不怕。
Satan is very fearful, but as long as we stand on the side of God, then we do not need to fear Satan.
三十二节说，神不爱惜自己的儿子为我们做了舍了，其不也把万物和他一同白白收过来吗？神的独生子是他所爱惜的，他都不吝惜而为我们舍命了。那还有什么东西比他儿子更宝贵要为他保留呢？没有了。所以我们所求的，主要为他主意，神一定会给我们的。
Verse 32 tells us that God even spared His only Son, which is His most precious, and gave everything up for us, so that you would think that as long as we act according to His will, everything we ask, He shall give a grant to us.
我们从常常祷告说要有信心，就相信什么？相信神有能力，相信神爱我们。
When we pray, we oftentimes emphasize that we must have faith. We must have faith in God's strength and authority.
因为神全能，我们所要的他都能给。
Because of God's power and authority, everything we ask, He potentially can grant us.
因为神爱我们，所以他会听我们祷告。
And also the fact that God loves us, He will listen to our prayers.
如果神只有爱，没有能力，那这个爱不能发生什么作用？
If God loves us, but His love is not effective, then this love would not have any meaning.
如果神有能力没有爱，他能力也跟我们没有关系。
And if God has authority, but He has not love, He does not have any love for us, then His authority has nothing to do with us.
因为他全能，什么做得到？
Because He's omnipotent, therefore He could do anything He wants.
因为他爱我们，他愿意听我们祷告。
And because of the fact that He loves us, He will listen to our prayers.
所以我们就有希望。
Therefore, we will have hope as a result.
33节到33、4节就两节声谈到神的公义跟除爱，得到了平衡，没有冲突。
Verse 33 and 34 talks about the balance of God's righteousness and love.
以神的公义讲，魔鬼有罪必定罪。
According to God's judgment or righteousness, that Satan will be judged or condemned.
我们有罪也要被定罪。
And if we have sins, then we shall also be condemned and
judged. 如果我们有罪没有被定罪，这个就不公平，因为魔鬼有罪被定罪。
If we have sins and we will not be judged, then that's not fair because Satan has sins and Satan will be condemned.
如果神要定我们的罪，神的爱心就不够了。
If God will judge us, then or condemn us ultimately, then God does not have enough love for us.
所以神不管怎么做，他的公义跟除爱都发生冲突。
And therefore, no matter what God does, there's an inherent conflict in His two functions.
那神为了要那个公义除爱不冲突，就一个选择，就耶稣替我们舍命。
So the only solution to break this conflict is that through the death of Jesus Christ.
耶稣替我们舍命，神的公义满足了。
Our sins, therefore, then are redeemed, and then, therefore, God's work is complete.
神的爱表现出来了。
Also, it also manifests God's love for us.
三十三节跟三十三有一个控告，三十四有一个定罪啊，这个控告、定罪都是华丽名词。
Verse 33 and verse 34 talks about. Verse 33 talks about a charge, mentions about a charge of God. And verse 34 talks about the result or the
那个用华丽名词是说神的救赎是合法的。
And which is basically saying that God's salvation is according to His laws.
33节谁能控告神拣选的人呢？有神的为义了啊！控告我们的是谁？就魔鬼要控告。
Verse 33 says, "Who will bring any charges against those whom God has chosen?" This is referring to the whom here is referring to Satan.
魔鬼有罪必定罪。
Satan has sinned, therefore he will be condemned.
我们有罪不定罪就不公平。
So, and likewise, if we all have sins and if we are not charged, then God will not be fair or just.
魔鬼有理由控告。
Therefore, Satan has the right to charge us whoever has sins.
但这里说魔鬼不能控告。
But here in the Bible, it tells us that Satan cannot charge us. 因
为我们是神拣选的人，有神称为义。
Because we are the chosen people of God, and God has justified us.
我们本来是罪人。
Originally, we were all sinners.
罪人如果没有定罪，就是不公义。
If sinners are not condemned, then that in itself is not just.
魔鬼有理由控告。
That Satan has the right to charge us on.
但我们受洗的时候，罪都赦免。
However, when we baptize through the name of God, we have been released of our sins.
又被称义。
And we have been justified by God.
所以受洗后，罪人的身份已经变成义人身份。
So after we've been baptized, we've changed our life of sinners to a life of righteousness. And because of that, we've been justified. Then God, Satan has not the right to charge us with anything.
假如没有信主保罗本来的罪人状态，又没有被定罪，就才不公义，魔鬼就可以控告。
So if we have not believed in God or nor have been baptized and been released of our sins, then it is justified for Satan to charge us.
因为信主受洗，罪得赦免，被称义，罪人身改变成义人身份，所以他就不能控告。
So again, since we believed in God, we've been baptized, we've been released of our sins, been justified by God, then Satan has no charges against us.
三十四节说，谁能定他们罪呢？定罪的是神，神是审判官。
And in verse 34, it says, who can condemn us or who can judge us? And God is the ultimate judge.
神也不能定罪，神也不定我们的罪。
However, God will not condemn us of our sins. Because Jesus Christ has already died for our sins. God's work and justification for us has already been completed. Not only did Jesus die for us and redeemed our sins, but he's also in the heaven praying for us.
信主前的罪,基督洗礼都洗干净。
The sins of our past after baptism have been washed away.
信主后再犯罪,如果是不注意数的罪,我们可以悔改,还可以得到赦免。
After baptism, the sins we accumulate, as long as they are not mortal sins, then we may be forgiven.
因耶稣在神右边做中保替我们代求。
Because Jesus Christ is still at the right side of God, interceding for us.
那注意数的罪就比较严重的罪，那是不能犯的。
However, those mortal sins are more serious sins, and we cannot have any of those.
耶稣的舍命满足神公义要求。
So Jesus' salvation or redemption for us has completed God's justification plan for us. And also has manifested God's love for all
of us. So we
can see that a balance has been reached between the two functions of God, one function being his righteousness, another function being his love for us. And this was already proclaimed or forecasted in the Old Testament.
看旧约撒加利亚第六章。
Let's look at Zechariah chapter 6.
撒加利亚第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6.
十三节。 中文圣经。 旧约1115页，1115页中文圣经，撒迦利亚6章13节。
Zechariah chapter 6 verse 13。
他要建造神的殿，并担负尊荣，坐在位上掌王权，又必在位上做祭司，使两族诸君坐定和平。这个他是讲弥赛亚。
And when it's referred to he in here, in verse 13, is referring to the Messiah.
教会是神的殿。
The church is the temple of God.
弥赛建造神的殿，就要把教会建立在地上。
Messiah established the temple of God, which means Messiah has established the church on this world.
他要在位上掌王权，又要在位上做祭司。
He will sit and he will be both in this world but also rule at his throne. So that there will be harmony between the two.
君王象征公义，因为王如果不公义，国家就乱。
And if a king of a country is not just, then there be chaos in this country.
祭司象征除爱，因为祭司在神与人当中做中保。如果没有除爱，他不能同情，不能了解罪人的痛苦跟绝望。
On the other hand, to be a priest, you must have mercy and love. Otherwise, you cannot understand or forgive those who sought after you.
祭司因为有慈悲的心，他会同情，会了解。 罪人的痛苦跟绝望，用这样的慈悲的心来替罪人代求，就能够传到神那边。
Priests have love for those who longs after God and come before God with heart of forgiveness, and the priest will intercede and pray for this person.
那弥赛亚来的任务就是要守住两族之间仇的和平，就是让这个神的公义、神的慈爱不冲突，能够保住平衡。
So here it says that the purpose of Messiah on this world is so that there be a balance between God's righteousness and God's love for us.
耶稣借着他的舍命，就让神的公义得到满足，让神的慈爱也表达出来。所以神的公义跟慈爱，在耶稣钉十字架、神的救恩时候，就保住了平衡，没有冲突了。
So through Jesus Christ, through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, that accomplished the justification of God, but at the same time, it manifests God's love to all of us.
35-39节的第六段，没有人能叫我们与神爱隔绝。
And going back to Romans chapter 9, verses 35-39, it talks about the fact that no one can separate us from the love of God.
35节说，不管是什么危险、什么困难，都不能够叫我们跟基督爱切断关系。
There in verse 35, it basically says, no matter how much trouble or hardship or persecution we go through, none of which will separate us from the love of Christ.
因为基督爱很大。
Because the love of Christ is great.
36节谈到以色列百姓为了信仰缘故受了好多的逼迫。
Verse 36, it talked about the Israelites being persecuted because of their faith towards God.
除了初代，他们也是为了信仰受了很多的逼迫。
In the apostolic time, the Israelites or the apostles were persecuted and went through trials because of their faith towards God.
圣经预言，我们将来也会遇到逼迫。
The Bible also tells us that in the future we will also be persecuted for the name of God.
所以我们要学习，就是在以色列人为了神的缘故，为了信仰，忍受好多的逼迫。
We also therefore must take of the Israelites or the saints in the past where they have accomplished of being persecuted for the sake of Christ.
37节说，靠主爱我们的主，在做一切的事上，我们已经得胜有余，就是因为主都爱我们，所以我们可以忍受很多的危险、困难、逼迫。
In verse 37, it basically tells us that because God has loved us, therefore we will have not any problem going through any tribulations or hardship.
38节，因为我深信，无论是生是死，是天使，是掌权的、有能的、现在的事、将来的事，39节，高处的、低处的、别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督耶稣里的啊，这个38节所谈的生跟死就是生活的全部。
And verse 38 and 39 describes some of the events that we will experience through our entire life.
啊，这个38节下面所谈到的天使掌权有能，就是讲灵界的塑造者。
In addition, it talks about angels and demons, therefore referring to the spiritual world.
包括天使跟邪恶的天使，叫做堕落的天使。
Including the demons or Satan, which are the fallen angels.
现在的事，将来事，就讲所有的时间。
It talks also about the present time.
高处的、低处的，就讲所有的空间。
And talks about powers and height and depth, which is the dimension, the space we live in.
你得说主述讲，我们所主导说主啊，还有其他的还不知道的塑造主。
And also included any other creations in this world, of which some of which we have not even discovered.
好像研究动物学的人常常发现以前没有发现过的动物。
Biologists oftentimes, or very often, come up or discover new creatures in this world.
天文学界常常发现以前没有发现过的星星，就给它起一个名字。
And astrologists also, from time to time, will discover new planets and will give them new names.
所以，比利说的是讲我们还不知道的比利说的主。 腓立说到主是我们现在还不知道的腓立说到主。
So basically it's referring to, here is referring to a lot of the other creatures that exist that we may not have knowledge of.
这里面谈到说，所有塑造的，所有存在，所有的危险，所有困难，任何一件事情都不能跟叫我们跟基督爱切断关系。
So basically what these two verses are telling us is neither anything that can happen in our life, anything in the spiritual world, anything of the space and time, anything or anything that we even do not have any knowledge of, none of which can separate us from the love of God.
第八章我们就到这里结束，现在我们看第九章。
So that concludes our study of chapter 8, and let's start chapter 9.
第九章会分成五段
Chapter 9, it could be separated into five sections.
第一段是第一节到第五节，保罗同胞爱。
The first section, verses 1 through 5, the kinsman's love according to the flesh.
看第九章，第一节。
Let's look at verse 1, chapter
9. 我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，有我良心被神的感动给我做见证。第二节，我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。第三节
，verse three，
为我弟兄，我骨肉诸亲，就是自己被做主与基督分离，我也愿意啊。在前面八章后面那一段谈到，任何危险困难都不能叫我们跟基督的爱切断关系。
In chapter 8, it talks about nothing will separate us from the love of God.
这也表示保罗要跟主跟到底。
Which also means Paul will follow Christ till the end.
可是第九章一到三节谈到为了他的同胞以色列人的得救问题，他自己宁愿被神丢弃，跟基督脱离关系，他都甘愿。主要他们能得救。
However, in the first three verses of chapter 9 here says, for his concerns of his kinsmen's their faith. That he could wish that he were cursed and cut off from Christ.
保罗说过，彼得被选召是当受割礼人的使徒，所以就往犹太教去传福音。这个保罗说过，彼得蒙选召是当奉割礼人的使徒，所以往犹太教去传福音。
Paul once mentioned that Peter was chosen so that he could preach to the Jews.
那保罗蒙选的是当外邦的使徒，所以一直往外邦欧洲去传福音。
But Paul, he focused on the Gentiles and he preached all the way to Europe.
但当时的欧洲，美国城主都有犹太人教堂，每个地方都有犹太人教堂。
At that time, Europe, there's different locations have different churches.
所以保罗第一步一定是犹太教会堂，把文传给犹太人。
So when Paul goes to these locations, he would preach the gospel to the Jews.
有的人信，有的不信，往往因为这样被赶出来，或者受了鞭打。
Sometimes he's well received, sometimes he was not, and oftentimes he was. Flocked,
但他还是没有灰心的，要传给犹太他的同胞。
However, that did not cause him to give up. He continued to preach the gospel to the Jews.
我们真教会建立在中国。
And our main original church began in China.
我们各国的教会还是华人信徒比较多。
And the majority of our members are.Still, Asian descent.
现在世界很多国家都有中国人。
And likewise, throughout the world, there's a lot of Asians.
那我们信徒分散在好多国家，都有我们的教会的信徒。
And therefore, our members have been spread throughout the world.
所以我们应该像保罗这样爱我们的同胞，把福音传给当地的华人。
So we must also follow after the example of Paul and preach the gospel to our fellow brothers.
然后由当地的华人传给当地的白人。
And through the local brothers or kinsmen, then we will preach the gospel to the Caucasians.
因为各国的华人有的已经在那生存两代三代。
and there often there we may be the second or the third generation a Chinese in the areas we live in.
好像在美国有所谓的 ABC， 就是在这里出生的中国人。
And there's many of us that are born actually in the United States.
他们从小就在受教育。
And we receive our education in the United States.
英文没有问题。
And we have no issues with the language.
而且对这里的白人的文化背景也很了解。
We are also very familiar with the culture and the background.
由这个第二代、第三代的这个华人传给他的同学、他的朋友、他的同事，应当比较容易。
So therefore, it's more natural and easier for us to preach to our fellow students or friends that are of other descent.
所以我们可以学习保罗的这个榜样，就传给各地的华人，那由当地华人传给当地的白人。
So we should follow the example of Paul and preach to our local Asian friends and relatives, and then move on to preach to the Westerners.
据说的台湾领导者李长寿来美国。 第一次来说没有什么效果。李长寿的继位所的台湾的领导者，第一次来美国传福音没有什么效果。
Small flock. Okay. The leader of small flock, when he first came to the United States, he was not very successful in preaching.
他第二次来说就训练白人传给白人。
But when he came the second time, he started training the Westerners.
因为白人传给白人，他们的距离比较接近，比较容易接受。
And when the Westerners preached to other Westerners, because of their culture and similarities, it was easier for them to accept the gospel.
美国有很多基督教的教，他们的会堂。
And that's why in the United States, there's a lot of small flock.
像我们这个会堂以前也是基业所的会堂，啊，卖给我们。
And in fact, the prior owner of our chapel was from small flock.
所以我们应当要这样啊，传给各地的华人，由当地华人传给当地的白人，这样我们教会福音呢会推广的更快、更普遍。
So we should learn from this. And be like Paul and preach the gospel to our fellow Asians in the local area, and then have everyone preach to the Westerners in turn.
看第四节。
Let's turn to verse 4, chapter 9.
第四节，他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸耶、律法、礼仪、应许，都是他们的。这里当以色列人是一个很尊贵的、很优越的一个民族。
Here talks about the people of Israel as a very precious people.
这里提到以色列有七种恩典。
They have or possess seven types of blessings or grace from God.
第一种，他们有儿子的名分。
First, they are recognized as the son of God.
就是神的儿子，他们有这神儿子的名分。
They have the sonship of God.
第一，他们有荣耀。
Second, they possess the divine glory.
第三，他们有很多神给他们的约。
They have the covenants from God.
第四，他们有律法，懂明白神的旨意。
They possess the law of God.
第五，他们有宗教仪式，有这个礼仪，就宗教仪式。
懂得怎么拜神。 They also understand the process of worshiping God.
第六个，他们有神的好多应许。
And then they also have received many promises.
第七个是五节所谈到耶稣基督从亚伯拉罕祖先出现。
And the seventh grace is that the descendants from Jesus Christ came from the Israelites.
有这么多恩典，不信耶稣不是很可惜吗？
And wouldn't it be isn't it great to have all these blessings or grace?
别的民族没有做些恩典啊。Because
other tribes or other race do not have such grace from God.
那第五节这个列祖就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，就三代人。And
verse 5 talks about their patriarchs, which is Abraham, Jacob.
And
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a lot of times the Bible refers to their God as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they were their original patriarchs, and they were sort of their founding leader at the time. They had great examples through their faith. And the Israelites, they were traced all the way back through their ancestry to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
按照理说，基督是从他们出的，耶稣基督成为人到世界来，是亚伯兰的祖孙。
And therefore, and Jesus actually, Jesus Christ also is the descendant of those three saints.
然后说，他的万有主了，永远可敬的神，他本来是天上的神。
And originally, Jesus is the heavenly God.
在第一章的第三节谈到耶稣有人性，第四节谈到耶稣有神性。
In verse 3, it talks about Jesus has a human nature. In verse 4, it talks about that he has a godly nature.
那第九章五节前面讲耶稣有人性，下面就讲耶稣有神性。
In chapter 9, in the beginning, it talks about that Jesus has a human nature, and then but towards the end, it also refers to his divine nature.
在罗马书就第一章跟第九章两个地方谈到耶稣有人性，也有神性，这个是很重要的观念。
So there are two locations in the book of Romans talks about God's or Christ's the human nature, and that's very important.
因耶稣有人性，才能够体恤我们人的软弱。
The fact that Jesus has a human side will mean that he understands our weaknesses.
所以我们软弱时候求他才有希望。
And therefore, when we are weak, when we pray to him, then we will have hope
that
he will answer our prayers. The fact that Jesus are divine, he is able to save us.
好，那我们在这里告一段落，休息10分钟，再看下面。
Let's take a break here, and we'll continue this session from this point on later.